Hello, you're listening to English Waves, and this is Robert Shepherd with the latest edition of Famous French. Now it's time to focus on the man who was responsible for introducing the biggest single-event sporting competition in the world, the FIFA World Cup. He is Jules Rimet. The son of a grocer, Rimet was actually born in his father's store in Franche-Comté, eastern France, on 14th of October, 1873. Rimet showed himself to be astute and a dedicated student at a very young age, and moved to Paris with his family, where he studied to become a lawyer. Rimet was also a talented amateur sportsman, and his first involvement with football administration came in 1897, when, at the age of 24, he and some associates set up Red Star Football Club. He soon wanted to join football's top table, and so Rimet helped form FIFA in 1904. When Rimet joined the fledgling organization, it had plans for a global professional tournament. However, it was more concerned with running an amateur tournament as part of the 1908 Olympic Games. Rimet used his position at FIFA to push for the World Cup, as opposed to an amateur event at the Games. However, the First World War put his and FIFA's plans on hold. Rimet served in the French army as an officer and was decorated with a Croix de Guerre. In 1919, after the war had ended, he became president of the French Football Federation, and then, 2 years later, Rimet was made president of FIFA. Rimet convinced Olympic organizers that FIFA was now a competent enough body to organize an international tournament. In 1925, it was agreed by a 25-5 vote that a World Cup should be organized every 4 years. The first was to be held in Uruguay in 1930. The first trophy was named Victory, but later renamed as the Jules Rimet Trophy in honour of the tournament's architect. The trophy was made of gold-plated sterling silver and lapis lazuli. It also depicted Nike, the Greek goddess of victory. The trophy's design remained the same until the end of the 1970 World Cup. It was redesigned after Brazil had been crowned world champions for the third time. The original Jules Rimet trophy was stolen in 1983 and remains missing today. Rimet remained president until 1954. During that time, he oversaw 5 World Cups, and his term still stands as the longest in the governing body's history. Rimet is still viewed as one of, if not the greatest ever FIFA boss. When he retired from office, FIFA had some 85 members, more than 4 times the number when he came to office in 1921. Jules Rimet died in France in 1956, but earned a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize in the same year. Even after his death, the honours kept coming in. In 2004, Rimet was posthumously made a member of the FIFA Order of Merit. Stay tuned to English Waves.